It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. So now, lots of speculation around the follow-up to The Social Network. What can you tell us?
Yeah, good afternoon. A few friends' requests have been sent out for this one, yes. With Oscar winner Mikey Madison and the Bear star Jeremy Allen White having had meetings about joining the cast to The Social Network Part 2. Rumours have circulated as well that Succession star Jeremy Strong is also in the running for a role in the film. Not quite sure what role, but it has been mentioned by the likes of The Hollywood Reporter that he could be playing Facebook Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Jesse Eisenberg, if you remember, scored an Oscar nomination for his role as Zuckerberg in the 2010 film, presently has passed on reprising the role, though the door, they say, is still open. But yeah, you know what? I could see Jeremy Strong in that role, most definitely, once they sort of move it along. You've got Aaron Sorkin, who's writing the screenplay and is going to direct the film as well. It's based on these Wall Street Journal files known as the Facebook files that was published. And, you know, you're going to have Jeremy Allen White playing Horvitz, Jeff Horvitz, the writer of that article, while Mikey Madison is tipped to play the data engineer turned whistleblower who went to the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Wall Street Journal with her information. So we'll keep you posted as all this casting comes in, but it's sounding really exciting.
Very exciting indeed. Now, news of a director for Ocean's 11.
This is the director of Minari and Twisters, Lee Isaac Chung, who's in talks to direct Ocean's 11. I think we've reported on this many times down through the years. The current screenplay for the film has been penned by Carrie Solomon and is based on the characters created by George Clayton Johnson and Jack Golden Russell. The project was first announced 3 years ago, said to be set in the 1960s in Europe. The project isn't a reboot, rather it would connect and incorporate elements from the original film and work within the established continuity. Hmm. Margot Robbie remains as a producer on the project, also suggested that she might star in it because Ryan Gosling was in negotiations several years ago, and the thoughts was that they would play the parents of Danny and Debbie Ocean. That is George Clooney and Sandra Bullock's roles in those movies. So no words of a director, because Jay Roach was originally meant to direct it, but with the delay and all of that, that none of that is confirmed. So that's Ocean's 11.
Okay, now news of a submarine thriller and some more casting. What have you for us?
Yeah, so we've got Lily James and Chris Hemsworth, who are going to be in Subversion. This is a submarine thriller, as you say, where Hemsworth will play a once promising naval commander who is blackmailed by a cartel-like organization into piloting a dangerous submarine carrying illegal cargo across international waters, thrust into a high-stake game of cat and mouse with a Coast Guard officer played by Lily James. In hot pursuit, the commander must outmaneuver blockades and navigate perilous threats both inside and outside the submarine. Patrick Volrath will direct. Andrew Ferguson penned the film, and shooting is set to begin in Australia in September. Lily James is quite busy. She's next going to be seen in David Mackenzie's thriller Relay and is also starring in the Bumble founder biopic that's called Swiped.
Very good. We're going to the small screen. Some TV casting. Robert Carlyle.
Robert Carlyle, great actor. Yeah. He's set to play Sherlock Holmes in the upcoming second season of the medical procedural drama Watson. So he takes on the role of the legendary detective in a recurring guest starring role opposite Morris Chestnut. He plays Dr. Watson since the show's pilot. So set in modern day, the series begins with an incident with Watson witnessing Holmes and Professor James Moriarty from a distance falling from a raging river and seemingly drowning. He returns to the US and opens a clinic specializing in rare and unique conditions in the wake of Holmes' apparent death. At the end of the pilot, Moriarty, played by Randall Park, was revealed to be alive. Mm-hmm. So in the second season, Watson faces an unexpected twist when Holmes resurfaces, forcing him to confront a buried secret from his past, one that lies hidden within his own body. Watson's second season is going to be back October 13th.
Very good. Now let's talk a bit about Bradley Cooper, because I was always interested to see what he'd do after Maestro. It was such a passion project for him. So he's kind of gone for comedy, hasn't he?
He's gone for a comedy, and it's a really interesting one. It's called Is This Thing On? And It's inspired by the life of British comedian John Bishop. Oh. So they've taken his story and they've planted it in New York. So Will Arnett stars in the lead role in this film. Bradley Cooper is directing. He also stars in it as well. But the logline for it is, after many years together, Alex and Tess have reached an end to their marriage, thus beginning the awkward stage of figuring out how to live separately while raising two boys and maintaining their friendship. Alex discovers a new hobby, which allows him to reflect on his identity and the dynamics of his relationship with Tess. And that new hobby was wandering into a comedy club, standing in front of the mic and saying, "Is this thing on?" and basically talking about his relationships, which is very similar to, the story of John Bishop. So the "Is This Thing Is On" is going to have its world premiere at the New York Film Festival. It will be the closing night film of the festival, taking place October 10th.
Okay.
And also starring in the movie as well, Kieran Hines is in there as well, has a role in it. We don't have any release dates yet or when it's going to be hitting cinemas, but that's a launch for the movie. And as you say, Bradley Cooper's third time in the director's chair.
Interesting choice for him. All right. Now, let us talk about 007, because we don't know who the next Bond is, but we do know who's directing the next Bond film. And now we know who's writing it.
Yes, so Denis Villeneuve is directing the film, which I think most people seem really happy
about. Very happy about,
Yeah, and now they've got a good writer. It's Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight is going to pen the script. So he's got an extensive list of writing credits. I mean, you're talking about movies like Eastern Promises, Locke, Spencer, Maria, Allied, Dirty Pretty Things, The Girl in the Spider's Web. He's also created shows like SAS Rogue Heroes, Taboo, C. He was linked to a Star Wars film, but that's no longer happening. So what I think is going to happen here is Dune Part 3 is going to be shooting throughout the year and going into post-production. So while Denis Villeneuve is working on that, Knight is expected to work on the screenplay. Of course, everyone's wondering, what about the casting?
I know.
Who's going to play 007? Yeah. Apparently, that's not expected to get underway until next year, but I wouldn't believe that either.
I know you're sitting by your phone. I know you're waiting for that call, Gareth Daly.
Oh, there's going to be
see who it's going to be. They're really keeping us waiting, aren't they?
They are, and there's going to be so much attention about it. But look, in terms of the creative cast and who they're putting behind the camera, they're really doing well so far, Amazon, because obviously they took over creative control of the franchise from the Broccolis, and everyone's wondering how it's going to turn out.
Okay, interesting. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Now, Trailer Watch, what have you picked for us?
Yes, this is the film that won Best Independent Irish Film at the Galway Film FLA, and it's got its release date for September 19th. The movie is called Girls and Boys. Take a listen.
I didn't take you for an equal opportunities kind of guy.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
You said that I was trans, did you? Is that like a problem for you?
No, no, of course not.
You wouldn't be caught dead with her in public.
All I ever wanted from you was just to be my friend.
Yes, Gareth, that is Girls and Boys.
Yeah, this one tells the story of a rugby player meeting an aspiring filmmaker, Charlie, who's trans. And basically, they're at this party. The party's suddenly shut down by the guards, and the two find themselves alone on the streets of nighttime Dublin and connect over this night. So it features performances from newcomers Leith Hannan and Adam Lunnan Collery. It's directed by Dunica Gilmore, produced by Garrod Gilmore. It's going to be out September 19th. Do look out for it, called Girls and Boys.
Very good. Let's look at new releases on the big screen, and let's start with Liam Neeson in The Naked Gun.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down police squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why? Who's going to arrest me? Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's no.
It seems Mr. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
Yes, indeed, Garrett. There he is, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. You know, I just have memories of going to see the Leslie Nielsen movies when I was a teenager, sitting there going, these aren't any good, but why am I enjoying myself? And there's a touch of that, isn't there, with this one as well, bringing back Police Squad. And, you know, Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson, Paul Walter Hauser starring in this. You know what you're going to get.
You do.
It's a short running time, so to just pack in the jokes in there.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
you know what? You mentioned the originals. There's sort of a nice tip of the hat to the originals, I think. And Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson work really well together. It's very silly and it's very funny. And, you know, I'd not laugh out loud a lot, maybe, but still, we need some light entertainment at the moment. And as you say, a welcome short running time. Some fun cameos in there. And I would say, make sure to stay for the credits. Very important. They haven't made you sit there for too long. So hang in there for the credits. And that is Liam Neeson and Naked Gun. What else have we, Garrett?
Okay, so we've got Bring Her Back. This is a brother and sister uncover a terrifying ritual at the secluded home of their new foster mother, played by Sally Hawkins here. This is from the directors of Talk to Me. The brothers Michael and Danny Filippo are really grabbing the horror genre and running with it at the moment, and people are liking their stuff. We've also got Late Shift. This is about Floria, a dedicated nurse, tirelessly serves in an understaffed hospital ward. However, today her shift becomes a tense and urgent race against the clock. Leone Beamish stars in that one. Dreams is part of a trilogy, Sex, Dreams and Love. So this is Oslo Stories, but this one's called Dreams. And Johan documents her intense crush on her French teacher. Her mother, grandmother end up reading those intimate writings. They're both horrified by the contents, but taken by the powerful writing and story as she navigates romantic ideals versus reality, exploring emotions of self-discovery, love and sexuality. We've also got Savages. This is from the creator of My Life as a Courgette, if you remember that one. It was a stop-motion gem about a girl and orangutan, and this one up against deforestation in Borneo. And then finally, kids' movie as well, The Legend of Ochi. This is a young girl learns to never go outside after dark because of reclusive forest creatures known as the Ochi. However, when a baby Ochi is left behind by its pack, she embarks on an adventure of a lifetime to reunite with its family. The likes of Emily Watson, Finn Wolfhard and Helena Zengel star in this one.
Very good. Quite a mix on the big screen this weekend. And you always leave us with a TV movie. What have you picked?
Yeah, we're going with a fun Irish one, kind of mixing up the comedy horror genres. This is a young supermarket worker discovers that his older brother is a vampire and he must choose whether to help him or to slay him. This one stars Owen Duffy. It's so is a tricky one. Owen Duffy starring in it as well. It's directed by Conor McMahon and it's on RT2 tonight at 11:20. It's called Let the Wrong One In.
Gareth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.